We welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show. And there's BB Chef.
What's up?
How are you feeling? I worried about you all weekend.
I'm sure you did.
How would you rate your health?
Right now, I'm doing fine.
Are you pain-free?
Pain-free right now.
Great.
I'm on anti-inflammatories and steroids, so I'm feeling real strong.
But good. Since we last were all together, you've spent two nights in the hospital?
Two nights in the hospital, yes.
Diagnosed with gout?
Diagnosed with gout officially. Blood work done. Passed out giving blood, and then I passed out when they took the needle out of my arm.
Oh, for real?
Yes.
You passed out twice?
Passed out twice in the same night. Got x-rayed, no stress fracture, thankfully. My uric acid levels are high, so they did officially diagnose me with gout.
Now, I hate to say this, but when I heard you had gout, what did I say to Chris Dim?
Mm-hmm.
It's his diet.
It's heavy.
Yeah.
So he's heavy. Yeah. He eats a lot of red meat.
It's all that red meat.
He's heavy. Eats a lot of red meat. He eats all those hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
I just said to everybody who'd listen.
Hot dogs and double stack cheesecake.
Yep.
That's right.
People say, where's BB Shan? I said, he's where he belongs. He's in the hospital.
Yeah.
Why? Eats double stack cheesecake, red meat, hot dog.
Yeah.
Because God is real.
Right. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
right.
You gave him the satisfaction he craves and longs for.
That's right. But then.
Schadenfreude.
Okay. Just today, we read gout doesn't need to define you. That was literally what we looked at.
It should not define you. Before the program, when we learned you were coming in for this segment, BB Shay, I looked up famous figures who have the gout.
Okay.
Are you ready?
And of course, right at the top of the list, the first one I knew. I didn't even have to look it up.
No.
King Henry VIII.
Fat.
And if someone...
well, don't... Let's see if we can find a common denominator without yelling it early.
Right.
And if someone can... I don't have the skills, but if someone can Photoshop BB Shay's face onto that famous portrait of Henry VIII...
Yes.
I'll give you a shirt.
That's what should be done right there.
I want a good one.
That's right.
Benjamin Franklin had the gout.
Mm-hmm. He did a lot.
He did do a lot. And not that heavy.
One of the most... he's a heavy set fellow.
Okay.
He's one of the most remarkable Americans ever.
That's right.
Christopher Columbus.
Ate a lot of hot dogs.
A little problematic.
All right. Columbus, right? Yep.
Sir Isaac Newton.
Now you're talking.
All right.
Okay. One of the most brilliant, humans to ever live.
That's right. Yeah.
Ludwig von Beethoven.
What do you got? That's pretty good, too.
That's good, too. I
Beethoven,
like that.
Beethoven, yeah.
All right, now we'll step down a level.
Mm-hmm.
Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, okay.
In great shape, though.
Yeah.
In great shape.
Good-looking dude.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Emmitt Smith.
What?
NFL great.
Yeah. NFL record holder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jim Belushi.
The worst Belushi, but still. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Still living.
Not bad.
Shaquille O'Neal.
See? Yeah.
A little heavy, Shaq. But okay. Mm-hmm. Fine.
Alec Baldwin.
No one likes him, but
no,
nonetheless, he has gout also.
Also suffering from the gout, Jared Leto.
Okay, I like Jared.
Great actor, Academy Award winner.
Yeah.
Sir Laurence Olivier.
one of the best actors of all time.
Yeah.
And you have something in common with all of these people.
That's right.
You have the gout.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. David Wells.
Former Yankee.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You were perfect game for the Yankees.
Perfect game. Yep. That's right.
So Don Nelson. NBA legendary coach.
No, Don Nelson. Nelly.
Nelly.
Nelly. Mm-hmm. Bucks and others. That's right.
Maurice Cheeks.
Also
NBA Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
I don't believe he's Hall of Fame. Assistant coach.
Called him Mo Cheeks back in my day. Yeah. Sixer.
Yeah, that's right.
And finally, the one last note here on the sheet. When I did a quick Google check of famous people with the gout, you know, Google writes a little note underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It says, it's important to note, Kelly, that having gout does not define a person's character or accomplishments.
Fact. It's 100% right.
I'm a good company. I
don't
like
let it define. All
right.
Alfred Lord Tennyson. Gout. Big hot dog
big
man.
Guy.
Yep. Big guy. All right.
All right.
Let's play this game. Right. You can still play, can't you?
It may be rough, but I'll be all right.
BB Shay said on Saturday when he was at the hospital, he said, just cut my foot off. Just cut it off.
Just take it off.
Yeah, I want it gone. How about that? Yeah.
So what's your short-term plan, long-term plan?
Less red meat.
Oh, really? Seriously?
Yes. They told me at the hospital, they said, no shellfish, no alcohol. I was like, well, dang, I'm going to New Orleans on Friday.
Ooh.
The nurse
said, shellfish, no alcohol.
That
for Mardi Gras.
Yeah,
beers and crawfish.
Yeah, so I'm going to thug it out. I'm going to do it anyway. I don't care.
You're going to bring your cherry juice with you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'll
wait a minute. When you say you're
Camelback of cherry juice.
When you say you're going to thug it out,
yeah,
I'm there. I'm
you're going to have shellfish and beers?
I'm definitely going to have beers.
And shrimp etouffee?
Maybe not shellfish, but definitely beers.
good luck, because you don't have to.
Win in New Orleans, you know.
Wow. BB Shea, look, I've been given a lot of those tests like you have, and you're going to fail. Okay. Just, I failed, you'll fail. When you're going to Mardi Gras, you're going to eat.
Yeah.
Did at any point, did it cross your mind, BB Shea, not to take the trip to New Orleans?
For a second.
Because of the pain.
Because of the pain. And the possibility of the pain. But
if your pain is that bad, you still want to risk eating shellfish?
Sure.
Okay. I mean, you just said you'd rather have your foot cut off than go through this again.
Yeah, but I'm not getting many opportunities to go to Mardi Gras. All right. So okay. Take it while I'm there.
Let's see. Yeah. Okay. Maybe you could have, you know, you could go down there and eat like vegan while you're there or something. I don't know.
They'll kick me out.
Yeah. Whatever.
Any vegan andouille sausage. Okay.
Throw me in the Mississippi River. Yeah.
You do the best you can.
I'm like your plant-based andouille.
I'm just saying, the man's got the gout. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line and is going to play Pyramid with either Big E, Chris Dim, or BB Shea. Tim, who do you want as your partner today?
Good morning, guys. P1, let's take Biggie.
Biggie is the choice, all right. He will be playing with you, and you'll start here in just a moment. Tina, you can have BB Shea or Chris Dim. Who you got?
Chris Dim, please.
Christopher, Merriweather, Dim. And finally, John, you and BB Shea will be teaming up today.
Sounds great.
Good luck to you. Here are your categories. Inside each category, there are 7 words I'll try to get you to say in 30 seconds, and whoever does best through 2 rounds is a winner. The categories are I'll Stop the World and Melt with You, I Trust Them with My Life, Snow Days, Cruise Control, The Best Movie of 1939, and The Second Best Movie of 1939.
Two different categories.
Two different categories, right. Yes. Biggie, you can choose whichever one you would like.
Well, I'm intrigued. I want to try The Second Best Movie of 1939.
These are things associated with the movie Gone with the Wind.
Okay.
I was wondering what 1 and 2 were going to be.
Things associated with the movie Gone with the Wind. That was the second biggest ticket seller in 1939. The first is yet to come. Tim, Biggie will describe these things that are associated with Gone with the Wind in 30 seconds. If he makes a mistake, you'll hear this. Cuckoo. And you move on to the next. Tim, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Here we go. 30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
Not the north, but...
south.
Yes. This is bigger than a pony. You ride it. It's an animal.
A horse.
Yes. This is... there's been a couple of these, at least 2 big ones, when not battle, bigger than a battle.
World
yes.
War.
Yes. This is the biggest city in Georgia.
Atlanta.
Yes. This is what your clothes are normally made of. 100%.
Cotton.
Yes, this is where they farm the cotton. Another word for it.
Plantation. But we got to. And Clark Gable was the last. 5 is what Biggie got there with the second biggest movie of 1939. Mm. Let's go to Tina and Chris Dim. Chris Dim can choose I'll Stop the World and Melt with You, I Trust Them with My Life, Snow Days, Cruise Control, and The Best Movie of 1939.
Well, it's just sitting there like a cherry. I'll take it. The Best Movie of 1939.
These are things associated with The Wizard of Oz, also from 1939, okay. And the only movie to beat Gone with the Wind. Okay, Tina, he's going to describe these things that are associated with The Wizard of Oz. Are you ready, Tina?
I'm going to try, yeah.
30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
The Wicked.
Witch.
Yes. The Cowardly.
Lion.
Yes. This is the girl from Kansas.
Dorothy?
Yes, this is where the state where Dorothy was from.
Kansas?
Yes, her little dog.
Toto?
Yes. This is she found this guy in the field. He was he didn't have a brain. Made of straw.
Straw man or I don't pass it. Sorry. I don't remember.
Okay, and this is what you lubricate the Tin Man.
Oh.
With.
Scarecrow, gotcha. Mm. 5 is what you got there.
Straw man.
We have a little personal association with him. There's a guy we call Straw Man because he couldn't think of the word scarecrow.
It's the Straw Man.
And he couldn't think of the word scarecrow one night.
30 years ago that happened.
That's right. That's
30 years.
Oh, we were young and single and playing Trivial Pursuit, and we called him Straw Man after that.
Oh, the salad days.
Brings back memory. John, you and BB Shea go next. BB Shea, you can have I'll Stop the World and Melt with You, I Trust Them with My Life, Snow Days, or Cruise Control. Which would you like?
Let's go with I'll Stop the World and Melt with You.
These are things that melt. Things that melt. All right. There we are. All right. 30 seconds on the clock here, John. These are all things that melt. Are you ready, John?
We got this, BB Shea. We got this.
All right. Here. On your mark. Get set. Go.
It's a great sandwich. A grilled
cheese.
Yes. Not vanilla, but
chocolate.
Yes. You put this on top of your grilled cheese.
Bread.
No. Yes. You eat this with a spoon. It's cold. It comes in the freezer.
Ice cream.
Yes. This is what makes things sweet. You put it in your coffee, cream sugar. In. Yes. You put this on a surfboard. Sex.
Wax.
Yes. It's kind of like cheese, but it's not really cheese. It comes in a box.
Yogurt.
No.
Cream cheese.
No. It's a specific.
Velveeta.
Dang.
It's like cheese, but it isn't.
You don't even have to refrigerate it.
That's what I love so much.
My favorite cheese. I love it.
I love it, too.
That sounded like a list of things he can't eat anymore.
That's true.
Like, especially with the dings as he did it.
Why don't you hang on to that?
Can I have ice cream?
No. Sugar? No.
No.
Velveeta? God, no.
No.
It melts. Sex wax.
Let me tell you. Velveeta melts better than anything else.
It does,
I love a Velveeta. I'm totally with you. Okay, we're going to go in the same order again. 6 to 5 to 5. And that means that, Biggie, you can have, I trust them with my life, snow days, or cruise control. Which would you like?
That's up to Tim, I believe.
Oh, right? I'm sorry. It is up to Tim. I'm sorry. Tim, which of those would you like?
Let's go cruise control.
Cruise control. These are Tom Cruise movie titles.
All right.
Tom.
I hope you know Tom Cruise.
All right. These are all titles of movies starring Tom Cruise. Are you ready, Tim?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
30 seconds. On your mark. Get set. Go.
This is the one with the jet.
Top Gun.
Yes. This is where he played a sports agent.
Jerry Maguire.
This is with Jack Nicholson. You can't handle the truth.
A Few Good Men.
Yes. This is where he drove the race car.
Days of Thunder.
Yes. This he was a secret agent. He was sneaking in above the floor. Yes. This is where he played a young lawyer. He cheated on his wife. With Wilford Brimley. Skip it. This is where he was dancing in his underwear.
The Firm and Risky Business. Those are good clues. Yeah, you did very well there.
Good clues.
10, because I got tougher and tougher. I was watching Days of Thunder. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know they're making they're talking sequel.
Yes, I do know.
I mean, I want a sequel.
Together. You and me, together. We're watching.
Okay.
That. We're
watching that. You know what? I'll sign up for that.
Yep. We're watching Days of Thunder.
We'll get you a digital download code.
We'll get you a digital download code for Days of Thunder 2.
I love the original. Saw that in the theater, by God.
Wow.
Okay. I love it. I love it. Tina is, in fact, oh, man. I love Days. I was watching it this weekend over on TBS. Tina, you can have.
Oh, edited for television?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Wonderful. Tina, you can have I Trust Them With My Life or Snow Days. Which would you like?
Snow days.
All right. Come on, Tina. 5 to stay in the game. 6 gives you the lead. These are things kids do or things kids have when home from school because of snow. All right. Things kids do or have when they are home from school because of snow. Tina, on your mark, get set, go.
They take a nap. They go to
sleep.
Yep. They ride this down the hill.
Sled.
Yep. They watch a lot of this.
TV.
Yep. They open up their books and
read.
Yeah. They build these in the front yard with a carrot for a nose. Yes. You have to clear the driveway with this.
Shovel.
Yes. And they drink this with marshmallows.
Hot chocolate.
Tina. 7 out of 7. That's a great score. Wow. And that gives you a 12.
Wow.
So that eliminates Tim. He played well. Those tough categories that Tim had. So 12 is what she has. That means B.B. Shea needs a 6 to tie or a 7 to win with John. John, the category is the most trusted brands in America. B.B. Shea, these are the the category is I trust them with my life. These are the most trusted brands in America. I Googled it. All right. Most trusted brands in America. 6 to tie, 7 to win. They're all companies or businesses. Are you ready, John?
We got this. Right.
Products that are the most trusted. Here we go. On your mark, get set, go.
Not Pepsi, but?
Coke.
Yes, the world's largest retailer.
Amazon.
No, it's an actual store. You buy.
Walmart.
Yes, not bananas, but the other fruit keeps the doctor away.
Apple.
Yes, these are the name of diapers, the brand name of diapers.
Pampers.
Yes, it's a drink that athletes drink. It hydrates you.
Gatorade.
Yes, a famous washing detergent. Brand,
Tide.
Yes, insurance company. Jake from.
State Farm.
He's at Allstate.
It is not Allstate. It's State Farm.
Oh, that's Mayhem.
Overtime. Yeah. Overtime here. Wow. State Farm. Yeah, more trusted than Allstate, I guess. All right, Chris Tim, you can go first. You want letters that start with the letter B or words that start with the letter B or N?
B.
B it is. All right. These are words that start with the letter B. Tina, you want to go as fast as you can here. Words that start with the letter B. Get 7 out of 7 in as little time as you can. Tina, are you ready?
I am.
All right. They all start with the letter B. On your mark, get set, go.
Not little, but
big.
Yeah. Michael Jordan played this.
Basketball.
Yep. You sweep with this.
Broom.
Not white, but
black.
Yep. Not after, but
say again.
Not after, but
before.
Yes. A marching at a high school
band.
Yes. And the islands in the Caribbean.
Barbados, Bahamas.
Bahamas. That's 25 seconds. Yes. Way 25 seconds. Well done,
wow.
Tina.
That was impressive.
So now you all have 24 seconds to get 7 out of 7. So, John, you must get 7. These are words that start with the letter N, and you must get all of them in 24 seconds to win the game. Are you ready, BB Shang?
Yes.
All right, these are words that start with an N, John. On your mark, get set, go.
Not day, but
night.
Yeah, this is what birds make in trees.
Nest.
Yeah, this is the state that Las Vegas is in.
Nevada.
Yeah, not the Army, but they're on the sea.
Navy.
Yes, you smell with your
nose.
Yeah, they live next to you, your next door
neighbors.
Leonard Skinner's song, Blank in the Spoon. You stick it in you.
Knife.
No, vaccination. A shot.
Oh.
He just said it. No. Oh.
Sorry, BB. I think you're a touch late on. That was so close. I'm sorry, the buzzer beat you on that. What a great game.
Good job, John. Good
y'all
job.
Played well. Man. With the gout and everything.
Right
man.
There.
My flu game.
Right there.